Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the High Council. Today we are joined by, well, the usual suspects. We have Noreen, who really would like to cover it at some point, some election news, some possible election fraud. But I just want to wrap this last topic up for everybody so that they understand. Those people that have been vaccinated, the important part of this, somebody's, can everybody, I'm not sure, yeah, Noreen, can you move real quick, Noreen? I can hear your mic moving around or something. There you go, thank you. All right. I found this out the other day, and the reason I brought this cDNA up and, you know, the mRNA technology, it's not specifically because, you know, my local hospital denies its existence. It's because, you know, words and definition mean a lot. And you need to have it in your head that when it comes to words like murder and killed and cold, if you're vaccinated and you die, like an attorney could pick this up and prove that you're not human. Therefore, you are not murdered. You were either killed or cold. And dogs get killed, not murdered. And that's how they see you now. That's how they see the vaccinated. They're no longer human. So that's really the point I wanted to make with this this technology. Those are legal means. This is actually going to end up in court. You will see this coming. They no longer consider you human. Therefore, it's not a homicide. Because it's not one Homo sapien killing another. It could possibly be one Homo sapien killing a transhuman. Because by the definition, according to the Supreme Court ruling, you are transhuman. You are a product. A consumer product. You are essentially owned. You can't be murdered because you're not human. So I hope I pounded that drum nice and hard for you, and everybody has an understanding of that. Okay, so that completes that little subject matter. Hope everybody's got a good understanding.
Well, they can make up all the laws they want, but the fact is that you see somebody
you know, kill a human being. It doesn't matter if they're vaxxed or not.
I'm telling you where the courts are headed, bro. And you can kill another human being if they're vaccinated. You could probably get away with it because they're no longer considered human.
Well, look, we watched what the Supreme Court did with the 2020 election. They have no credibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's clown world. It's clown world. I get it.
Right. Yeah, they're down about criminals. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Noreen, how are you? Did you want to cover anything specific about the election fraud or what's going on?
Well, not overly specific, except just y'all know that what happened before could happen again, even though this is not a presidential election coming up. Nevertheless, it could still happen. I know people are more vigilant or watchful, you know, this year about what's going on at the polls or early voting. I think, they're saying that, what is it, the 2000 mule effect could still be in operation right now. So I just want to open the question up for you guys and say question or comments on it. Just what do you guys think of the probability of this repeating itself again? For this midterm election, what do you think the outcome is and its effects?
There's cameras everywhere now.
Even though regardless of that, Jack, I think so with that going on, yeah, they're still going to try and cheat, and I don't doubt that they're not going to try doing the exact same thing they did before. You know, but like General Thomas McInerney said, you know, they're laying in wait for them. There's a few programs that they're going to run to catch these people in a lifetime and then, you know, prosecute them. But, you know, I think though also is, I mean, if that were to happen, then this country's at a full on juncture, because if we allow it to continue, you know, we no longer reside as the United States of America and a republic. Now, on the other end, if the polls are flooded with people going there and voting in person, no sending in ballots, no mail-in ballots, none of that, go in person and cast your vote, you know, show a turnout like they did with Donald John Trump and Hillary Clinton, because they had a stage for Clinton to win. But so many people turned up that Donald Trump won because they couldn't hide it. They couldn't cover it up. Just kind of like how, what was it, Joe Biden got 81 million votes? Get out of here. That's bullshit. But no, yeah, they're still going to cheat. And they continue to cheat. I mean, look at the situation across the nation, then up there in D.C. on a daily basis. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. I guess somebody else wanted to chime in about that?
Right. What I'm saying, Noreen, this is what I'm thinking. Is there so many cameras now? And we actually got the numbers. I got them from two pretty renowned political geniuses, Newt Gingrich. And he is a political genius, even though he ripped off the contract with America from me. Never gave me credit. And he got the anointing to become Speaker of the House. But that was water under the bridge. He actually did his job. One of the people down the line found a weapon, namely me, and I moved it up the line, a super political, spiritual type weapon, and he used it. But he took the credit for it. Okay, so that's that. But also Dick Morris. So Dick Morris and Newt Gingrich, they've got their fingers on the pulse of what's going to happen in this election. And they've already come out and made their predictions right now. They basically, and these guys are mainstream type of political people that really keep up on it. So Dick Morris, he says that the Republicans are going to take the House by 40 seats, which means the House of Representatives, I think it's only the Democrats basically are in control of it by 7 or 9 seats or something like that. So the House is going to fall to the Republicans. And then Dick Morris also says that the Senate is going to fall to the Republicans, 54 Republicans to 46 Democrats. Now, Gingrich, he went on Laura Ingraham, and he basically said that his best guess And you got to realize these guys got the best information in the world. I mean, real polling, not like left-wing polling or whatever. Gingrich says that the House is going to fall to the Republicans by 50 seats. So that will give the Republicans like a 40-plus seat majority, not as much as Contract with America or Political Oath, my baby, but so it will fall by 50 seats, and that the Senate will pick up 7 Republicans. So it's going to be something like 56 Republican senators to 44 Democrats. And so that's what the polling is right now. These guys already made their predictions. They've already publicly spoken. And so we got like 13 days left before the election. All the momentum is
millenniums.
Right, is for that. But I actually got a different take. Once we get into World War III, I'm saying that there's not going to be any elections, but that's another segment. Go ahead, Noreen.
Yeah, no. What was the last thing you just said?
Oh, I don't think these people are going to give up power. These people actually stole the 2020 election. I don't think they're going to give up power at all. Yeah. I don't think they're going to allow the elections to go down. Well, I think they're going to start a World War III in the Ukraine before they let the elections go down.
Right.
Don't let the elections go down if the people who own all the assets and all the land and oil companies and banks sell them to. So that if the Republicans take control of the Congress, the Senate, and the House, it means they're on board with what's on those maps. And that's a flip. That's a change. And they're dumping the left because the left are too freaked out and weird, and they're unsettling the population of slaves.
They're deranged. They're literally deranged.
I think I have a hypothesis. I haven't proven this yet. I think the reason why they put people like Biden and Clinton and Obama in charge is because they cut a deal. You can be as perverted as you want culturally and domestically as long as you support our globalism and what we want to do next. I don't think the Republicans wanted to do that. Look at Trump. Trump wanted to reverse that, and they dumped him. But I think now they've gotten to the point where these people are so sick and disgusting that everybody knows it now. And I think if they change 50 seats and 7 Senate seats, it's going to be because the Republicans are going to follow what's on those maps and support it. I don't know. That's kind of what I'm thinking. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That means, to answer your question, that means that we don't elect anybody or have any control whatsoever.
That's the best statement, yes.
I hate to say that, but that's true.
I think it's pre-selected, correct? Something like that. Pre-selected. Well,
another thing I could see that could be done and needs to be done is what I said needed to be done during the 2020 election is the National Guard from every state needs to be positioned at every single polling station and or booth, stop anything coming in that looks suspicious, stop anything going out that looks suspicious. You know, and it needs even to that point to make sure our elections are secure and safe.
Oh, John Wayne, they got better than that. You got all kinds of political activists that wants to make their stripes. They got their own personal button cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere in this election. There are so many cameras that there is no stealing it. There's guys that are going to put cameras on. They're going to walk into a polling station and they're going to start placing cameras, wireless cameras. So they can try to steal it, but you're talking about 2,000 mules. You're talking about 2 million mules as far as the amount of cameras. Everybody knows they're going to steal. Everybody's waiting for it. Everybody wants their footage so they can throw on their YouTube. Look, I caught it. I caught them in Georgia. I caught them in Alabama or whatever. So you got cameras literally everywhere. Go ahead.
If they don't steal and they don't make a big issue of that, and the Republicans do what Gingrich and what's his name saying, is because they were told to lay down or else. go away or else. That's what I'm saying, you know. I mean, we're not going to know until we see what happens. If it gets contested and all this other bullshit like that, I don't know, man. I mean, that means you got a real conflict there between the people pulling the strings. And
so that's civil, yeah. And that yeah. leads into a civil conflict, you know. I mean, literally a civil war. So
yeah. Hey, hijacker, yeah. Tell them about what Monkey Works said about all these troops being deployed all over the United States with the flights. That video.
Yeah, there's a lot of foreign army, what do you call them, dignitaries coming into the United States. I think they're, like, even a Hungary plane, a plane from Hungary military was in the United States yesterday. Go ahead, Tucker.
Oh, yeah, no, there's planes flying. Monkey Works says he has never seen, as well as, I think, there was another guy, I don't know if it was Dabu 7, but somebody who watches all this stuff. Oh, no, maybe it was Forward Observer. I'm not sure, but they said they have never seen so many military flights.
Transporting troops into right. U.S. cities over the past couple weeks, week or two. These guys are retired military intelligence officers that do this analysis, so.
Chinese soldiers, yeah, they've been, I've heard it from a few different areas where the Chinese soldiers have been being brought in and the U.S. personnel, you know, U.S. military personnel is handling their belongings and then putting them on buses. And then God only knows where they go from there after they land and get off the plane at the airport.
Well, let's hope they're going to round all the guys up who wear dresses. No, I'm just kidding.
We also look, this is 250,000 unverified ballots found in Pennsylvania today. And we haven't even had the election. 250,000. I mean, it's a lawsuit before the thing even starts. We're ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, you know, all the people that are fighting against the, quote, left or whoever's doing all these shenanigans, we're not, as a collective, we're just not strong enough. I mean, we're not united enough to fight, it seems like, doesn't it?
Right. Well, Noreen, I mean, I did my manifesto 30 years ago, 1991, August, same day that the Russian coup happened. Congressional conservative, 435 congressional conservative councils, and nobody picked it up. And the reason why they didn't pick it up and were willing to organize or back anybody is because people like Rick Wiles, Ted Brower, all these different Christian conservative kings, they built their own little personal kingdom, their business, and they didn't pay attention. And so now what are they? They're looky-looky, talky-talky news readers. And so, yeah, no, we can't organize. Now we can't. Now if you try to put together a congressional conservative or a congressional political council, the FBI will call. I mean, the FBI is already, they're already going after parents in school board meetings. What does that tell you? They already got hundreds of guys, the J6ers, locked up in D.C. prison for 18 months, not even charged them, not gave them no bail. I mean,
I think if what happens, the Gingrich is talking about, who's the other guy, Dick Morris? I met him actually one time. He's a real short guy, Jewish guy. If that happens, what they say is happening, it's because these people have effed up everything so bad with the transgender and all this other nonsense bullshit that the people that own everything have had enough of it. They're saying, get out of here. We've had enough of you. We're going to bring the Republicans in. They're already going to do what we want them to do. So. That's why if you get a change like that, that's the reason why. It's not because of what we vote or what we want to do. You know, that's a fairy tale, man. You know, maybe at the local level, your trustee or your mayor, but once you get to the federal level and all that shit like that, and judges, no, man. It doesn't work like that.
Well, no, you might be right, Deacon. We can only hope if we end up do having elections and probably Gingrich is right, because, you know, even though Gingrich ripped me off, the guy is a political genius. You can't take it away from him. So he knows how to steal intellectual property. Okay. Or actually maybe Gingrich did his job. He found
some lieutenant. Got his ear to the ground. He's going right. to seem like he's he a found guru some lieutenant. Or an oracle. Yeah, he knows.
Right. He found enough. Some political lieutenant on the front line that came up with a brilliant idea, and then Gingrich knew that he was a general. He was a commander, so he picked up the weapon and used it. And then what did he do with the a lieutenant on the front line? He threw him back into the battle to get killed. So, you know, who knows? But at least he did his job, right? But the fact is, if Gingrich is right, and these elections go through, then Deacon is right. They are going to throw everything over to the Republicans, and they're going to actually change up the narrative, and they're going to give us one hell of a shit show.
That's why they got rid of Trump, because they couldn't have a loose cannon like that. They've got this shit all mapped out. They've got this plan. Down to the minute detail. And everyone's bribed and bought off. People have been killed. Wars started and all this other nonsense. And you can't have someone like, I don't agree with this. I'm just saying this is what they're thinking. That you can't have someone like Trump go in there and screw dick it all up for them. That's why they had to get rid of Trump. And I think Biden, if what you're saying is true, if what these guys are saying is true, that I think that's probably the reason why it has to be.
Right. And so guess who Gingrich is the third wife? Guess what her job is, Deacon?
I bet you she's got knee pads on for that, huh?
His third wife is ambassador. Gingrich's third wife, her job is ambassador to, wait for it, the Vatican.
Oh, my God.
I mean, these guys, there's something else, right?
Go ahead. All these people have no shame. They have no shame.
So where did this guy come from just out of the middle of nowhere in Britain over there, you know, this new prime minister? Just poof, you know.
Oh, he's a globalist. He's extremely wealthy. He's Prince Charles's butt buddy. He's a mother weffer. Mm-hmm. He hangs out with Schwab and all them.
Right, and he brings the Indian army. 1.4 billion Indians under the auspices under the flag of the British. And so that's why King Charles chose them. King Charles got rid of the woman and brought this Indian guy in. And he's got major connections through the Singh family, which is a bloodline Illuminati, one of the 13 bloodline Illuminati families. Gary Wayne on Zen Garcia at sacredwordpublishing.com, they went through it, the Singh family, as well as the Lee family, and which is another dragon family in China. And then they got the white dragon or the black dragon. I don't know all these different dragon families. But, so he's got big connections to India. So India now, by putting this Indian, British-born national as a prime minister.
He speaks the king's English, though.
Right, yeah. They're setting up the war with India and China. Go ahead.
I can see it's not good.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, all this how it's culminating to be is not good. I mean, so how I see everything taking place right now is almost per square inch the same thing that took place before World War II and World War I is taking place now again, and we're in the very preambles of a serious World War III.
Yeah.
So what is the important news of the great and mighty king of Mother Russia? What's going on, Jacker?
Right, he had
okay, something. Now we got the fly in the ointment, as Ecclesiastes talks about. I think it's Ecclesiastes 1, the fly in the ointment. And so you got this guy, Vladimir Putin, which, by the way, they claim that he's Jewish, half Jewish, his mom. That's all been disproven. He's actually out of Armenia. He's actually an Armenian. So it's not true about him being like part Jewish or whatever. But so he's got his Russian oligarch gang together, and they are some mean people. If you ever seen a round table of the 400 top mayors and controllers and governors, they got this, you know, 1 year event in which they got this huge table. I mean, it's like 200 feet all the way around, or 400 feet, and each, you know, like
that big, great big, is that big, great big white table, isn't it? Is
right, that that's right. About? The white table. You've seen it, John Wayne, right?
Yeah.
And Putin sits at the middle of it, or he sits at one end of it, and that's kind of pretty much their council. Anyways, they are under full scale attack of the Zionist. In fact, today, within 24 hours ago, a deputy of the Security Council, and so they got a different structure than we got. Like, you got Biden's got the nuclear football, and he makes the decision along with, I think, like one military general, or maybe it's two, to actually put in the codes to actually decide to launch nuclear weapons. Well, the Russians got a different system. They have like a council. They've got like a group of the most powerful people, and we don't even know the number of them. Some people think it's six. Other people think it's as many as 10. But it's not like Putin can actually push the button himself. He's like one member of that particular security council. Medvedev, the former president, he's a deputy director of this Security Council of the United Russian Federation. But so here's the point. The point is, and I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with this?
The council that Putin sits on.
Right. So so the thinking is, and I still lost my train of thought, Two Feathers. You're jamming me. I saw where
Medvedev was visiting a factory, and he was saying, you know, you guys need to pick up production considerably, or I'm going to start arresting people for, you know, crimes against, like, the state, basically, for not producing enough armaments and machines to fight the war.
Okay, actually, that's Western disinformation.
Jacker, you're saying that they had a different structure than we do.
Right. Well, what Medvedev said in the production factory, when he walked through and saw the tanks and the howitzers and everything being built, Medvedev actually said, we actually have more weapons than any and all of the Russian population could actually fire. But the West spun it by saying,
right,
Medvedev okay. said that you got to pick up production or we're going to arrest you. One of those inversions. Anyways, the Russians are rolling shit off the line, I mean, constantly now. But no, anyways, the structure of the difference in releasing nuclear weapons is different. And so where we're at now is that now that this big scare in the last 2 or 3 weeks, where everybody was saying, what? Putin's talking about using nuclear weapons, biological weapons, dirty bombs, everything else. What's really going on is that the Ukrainians are now paper thin along the line of contact. In other words, there was a Russian diplomat in the UK that talked about it and saying that basically Russia, there is no more offensives from the Ukrainians that are breaking through any more lines of the Russians. And they're being systematically eliminated. And so even though he says they started out like in the north where there was like almost 60,000 of them, some say.
So, I mean, so it basically comes down to the West and NATO needs to conduct a false flag somewhere on the planet.
Right.
To make it official to bring NATO full scale into the war against Russia.
That's exactly right, John Wayne. That's where we're at.
Didn't I tell you though, Jacker, that he was going to go into Kiev? And look, he fired those freaking weapons into Kiev.
There's a map there. If you guys take a look at it, it's what Russia's desired borders, what their desired borders want to be. They want to retake all those little small countries, right up by Ukraine. You can take a look at that map. It's in red.
We'll get the map because we're on radio, Deacon John. What is the map and what is the IP address?
It's in the chat, man. I'll offer
$1 million for somebody to help me out.
But if you look at the map, basically Russia wants to go back to almost Soviet Union's sphere of influence, Cold War, before the Soviet Union fell.
Is this because the second one that you sent, the 87C? Second?
Right, so it'd be the United Soviet Socialist Republic, right?
They want it all.
Kazakhstan and... You know, all the stands and
they have to, or they'll be overrun and the country will fall.
Deacon, listen.
Now, from their point of view,
right? No, listen. What Russia wants, they want the Russian speaking areas to come under the Russian control. They are demographically running out of people. We all know about occupation. The Israelis have taught us more about occupying a foreign people than anybody else. With the Palestinians, all you get is havoc. You try to occupy the Iraqis, what do we get? We get IEDs. We get guys on Fox News every night on Tucker Carlson saying, oh, I lost my... You got this pretty big, burly Marine guy. He's got these big, broad shoulders, whatever, and he's sitting with his wife. And then what do they show you? His leg's blown off. And his wife's sitting there smiling. Yeah, we still have a good time. Right. Oh, come on. I mean, that's what you get when you occupy a foreign people. You get your legs and arms blown off by your soldiers. It didn't work in Afghanistan. It doesn't work in Iraq. It doesn't work in Palestine. The Russians know you cannot occupy a people.
So with all this being said, I find it interesting. What was it that took place there in Afghanistan? Oh, that's right. We retreated and left all kinds. I mean, and I would have to assume this was strategic to some extent. I don't know on what, how, or why. You know, all this, what was it, $60 billion in weapons, gear, ammunition, uniforms, and everything else in between, you know, cartridges and magazines. And
right. Guess where it went to, John Wayne?
Where?
Guess where Bahrain Airport, a multi-billion dollar airport, military grade airport, went to?
It's Chinese got it, right?
That's right. And they got all the shit. They got it all.
So with looking at the maps and stuff, like, so this would be these are the kings of the East.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. And so what's getting ready to happen now, from what I can game out, is that because they can't have the elections go down like Noreen talked about, it's going to go full scale Republican tidal wave, probably because of the backs. Most of these people that are Democrats are either dead or sick. They just can't function. And so we're looking at what Newt Gingrich is talking about, like a 1994 contract with America wave. I mean, it's going to be giant. And they can't have that. They've got to maintain the narrative. As people get sick, they've got to have a reason for it. As the power goes out, they have to have a reason for it, or the food scarcity, or the fuel. And they're going to blame it all on Russia. And so the only thing that the West got left is a nuclear false flag in the Ukraine. That's what we're looking at. And I'm thinking they're actually going to use tactical nukes now that Russia's outed this whole dirty weapons, a dirty bomb scenario. Then the West is going to go, okay, we're going to go tactical nukes. And the only ones that got tactical nukes beside the United States or Britain is going to be Russia. And so they're going to use tactical nukes in Kiev, and they're going to blame the Russians, and then NATO is going to come pouring in, and then we're going to be in it. We're going to be in World War III. Within a week after this happens, then you're going to hear, oh, it was Vladimir Putin, the red-eyed, horned one, the king of the North, he knocked out our power grid to the United States, which is the reason why we couldn't have elections on November 8th, because the power was off. It was his fault that we had to postpone them. That's what they're getting ready to do. And now we've got to come up with through this high council, what is the counter? How does Putin shut these nuclear weapons off? That personally, I believe that there's five separate Israeli type teams that were trusted because they can keep their mouth shut and they're proficient. They can actually pull this off to set off these four or five nukes in Kiev to create this giant nuclear false flag in which NATO can pour in, and then they can shut the American elections down, and then away we go. And so has anybody got an antidote to stopping these nuclear? Because I'm telling you right now, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, he's looking for these nukes right now with his security, his spy networks in Kiev.
Somebody somewhere needs to stand up and start to talk about some peace. Because this is getting pretty darn scary.
Nobody is.
In fact, I know that's a fact.
30 Democrats came out with a letter 2 days ago, which all they said,
Jack, look at this. I mean, here, I want to add this just because this is going to add to what you're going to get ready to say. Congress does not exist anymore. They do not vote on the wars. They do not vote on this. They do not vote on that. Back to you.
Yeah, the best we have is like a domestic home rule, the way colonies, you know, like the British, we were British colonies. They wouldn't even let us have that. But yeah, we know the foreign policy is determined by the,
let me inject this. Let me inject this. When the scriptures say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Go ahead.
Right. Well, so these 30 Democrats of the House, these are hardcore progressive leftists. They sent a letter to Biden, and all they simply said is they said, well, you know, we're not talking about stopping funding, any of that. All we want is for, that's what these 30 Democrats said, just talk to the Russians. Just open up any kind of peace talks, anything to where we can talk back and forth. Within 24 hours, they were pounded so bad that they came back and they go, well, It was a staff error. This letter was actually built about a month ago by 30 congressional staffers. I mean, 30 congressional representatives that signed it. It was not supposed to be released, and it was unauthorized released to the Biden administration by staffers. And we fully reject that now, and we fully are on board with the Biden administration. So within 24 hours of a group of Democrats saying, let's just talk to the Russians before we start to get into this, you know, big ball, big dick, you know, start throwing nuclear weapons on each other. Maybe we ought to talk about it to stop this shit. Within 24 hours, their mouth was shut and they says, we're all with Biden. And so that's why, you know, a nuclear event is about to happen. And it's going to be the same crew that was delegated by the deep state to do 9/11, and they're going to do this next deal in Kiev. And the only way that the great and mighty king, Mother Russia, can stop it is it looks like he's going to have to go in. He's going to have to literally drop 100,000 Russians by airborne on Kiev. And he's probably going to have to take 100,000 Chechens and give them you know, dirt bikes with mud tires to basically roll into Ukraine, the capital, blanking here, Kiev. And they're going to have to do the big dust up. They're going to have to have a firefight, have it out. And then at the end of the day, they're going to have to decapitate the Ukraine by taking their capital, Kiev. And then they will break the hearts and they will break the will of all the other Ukrainians, all across the front line. It's about a 2,000-mile front line, and they're going to say it's over. And then Putin's going to have to install the former presidential candidate of the Ukraine, and then he's going to have to negotiate with them and put an end to this war. We got to stop this war right now, or we're going to go into nuclear annihilation. It's going to go tit for tat, and once it starts, especially if these five Israeli teams can set up their tactical nukes, what is the response of Putin? Once he's been deemed the demon, he's got the red eyes and the horns. He's the demon of the north. What do you think he's going to do once the 101st Airborne rolls into Odessa, or once the Poles come across into the Ukrainian border? What do you think that guy's going to do?
Yeah, that's one thing we haven't.
He's going to use tactical nukes. That's what's going to happen.
Right. You're right. He will.
Go ahead, John Wayne. I'm talking too much.
And you're right. He will. He come out again and had another press release and said, hey, again, I am not fooling around. I am being serious. And, you know, that is pretty wild, because the 101st Airborne is stationed right now off the Ukrainian border.
Three miles from the Ukrainian border.
This isn't good, man. This is the worst case scenario.
No, when you got Newsweek articles, American troops prepare for war with Russia.
That's insane. So where's Congress in all this? I've had several people ask me this. I mean, people that are in their 60s saying, where's Congress? I don't know, man. It's a damn good question. I guess it exists.
Hey, here's a thought, too, that probably nobody's even thinking about. Poland, one of them like that, winds up just feeling intimidated by the closeness of this activity once he does what Jack has stated. Poland
today. The Polish Senate,
go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, the Polish Senate today said that the Russian government is a terrorist state. And I'm telling you, Putin's got no choice. The only antidote to stop these nuclear weapons from going off in Kiev is Putin has got to decapitate Kiev. He's got to send in airborne 100,000 Russian troops. Mm-hmm. He's got to leapfrog, use his air cavalry, tanks. And then, Mr. Rowe, chime in here. If the 100,000 Russians were all given big hog motorbikes with mud tires, in which they can roll in like a massive 100,000, motor gang, you don't think that their Chechens, 100,000 Chechens, would roll into the Ukraine, balls to the walls, and cut the head off the snake? You don't think they're going to run over those line of contacts and just say, to hell with that, and keep on going, give them enough gas in the tank? I mean, give 100,000 Chechens motorbikes with mud tires. Yeah, they're going to, with where they can carry 1,000 pounds ammunition, they're going to roll across the minefields, the point of contact. They're going to go right into Kiev proper, and there's going to be a party. Yeah, 10, 20,000 guys might die, but if we keep at this rate and we let these basically Zionists detonate these nuclear weapons and we start to get into a nuclear war, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, maybe even a couple billion people dying. Putin has got to decapitate the Ukraine by taking its capital. I'm talking about like within a week. He's got to throw all his energy, everything, into it and stop it. Stop these bombs from going off. I'm talking too much. Anyways,
it's a question of timing or degree. I don't think. See, I think what's going on here is if you look at the one map I just reposted, where Russia wants to go back to its Soviet Union borders, right, where they controlled, eastern and parts of Central Europe, with the Iron Curtain. They have to have that because of their geography. I mean, and then there's another map in there where there's large gaps in the geography that they have to plug. And the last one they have to plug is where Ukraine is. If they don't do that, the country's going to there won't be a Russia anymore. So it's an existential threat. So NATO, there's not going to be any nuclear weapons unless Russia expands past Ukraine, okay? And that's why we put troops in Poland. And the reason why we're dumping so much money in there is because if that fails and he takes Ukraine, the next thing he's going to do is go up to Poland and all those little countries up there on that map. That's what they want. And so if that happens, then you're going to get nuclear weapons. Then it's going to be World War III. But if in weapons and material and expertise we pumped into Ukraine, if that still doesn't work and he gets that, that's going to be a problem because he's just going to keep going. So we're trying to stop it now. So that, I think that's what the stakes are. I don't know. Of course, I don't know what's going to happen. But.
And so y'all think he's going to take Lithuania and all of that too?
Mm-hmm. Gonna try.
Yeah.
He has to. Or we'll roll over his country. His country will disintegrate. We'll overthrow it. So, you know, it's – I mean, look, we're right up to the borders, right in his face right now with NATO. I mean, he's doing – from his point of view, he's doing what he has to do to defend his race and his country. You know, he's like, you know, trying to stop
him. See, because when the other times that Russia has ever been invaded or at war – you know, it was the United Soviet Socialist Republic. It was the entire all of the other now Baltic states. That was all of Russia. And every army that had ever tried to go to Russia and beat it, they freeze to death at Moscow's doorsteps because of the size of the country. But now, like Deacon said, now the USSR is literally cut in half and they're at Moscow's doorsteps already. So they don't have to have that, you know, slug through, you know, going further east. So I don't know. It's not good, man.
So let me ask y'all this. So at what point does you see that map that you reposted there, Deacon? You see where the Czech lines run along Poland and Romania and all of that? At what point does Poland and all of them start to begin to feel like intimidated if you know he approaches those areas?
Well, they already have. We pumped in with the 101st Airborne hijacker. How many troops have we put in there the past week or two? You know,
that's 5,000 on the Romanian border, 3 miles from the Ukrainian border, which is only about a couple hundred miles from Odessa. So, yeah, no, the table's being set.
This thing's going to get, it's already sideways. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at the map.
The only thing we can do now is we have to fight for the elections. And what I'm saying is that the Zionists got control. Even though there's a lot of Zionists within the Republican Party, within the Trump campaign, and they pretty much got control of the mainstream Republican Party. It's not enough. They got to keep the narrative because we got this death wave coming and we got the famine, the food, the supply chain, the fuel. We got one thing after another that's getting ready to hit us. And so they can't lose control. That's why I'm thinking that they're actually going to play their card right now in the Ukraine. And what I'm saying the counter is Putin has got to go now. He's got to use the Chechens and he's got to use his front line, heavily armed and trained Russians to basically decapitate the Ukraine by taking Kiev. Once the Russian flag flies above Kiev, it breaks the heart of every Ukrainian soldier. It breaks their will, and they know it's over. So all points along the line of contact, the Ukrainians say it's over. And then what Putin will do, he will use this guy that he traded, who was a presidential candidate in the Ukraine. He was under house arrest, or he was imprisoned, and Putin traded 200 Azov hardcore Nazis that were fighting in the Mariupol, probably American lieutenant colonels. Putin traded a lot of guys for this one guy. Mm-hmm. And he brought them back to Russia. And I'm thinking, what Putin's got to do the decapitation strike, stop the nuclear weapons from going off in Kiev, and then install this Ukrainian former presidential candidate, and then negotiate and stop and shut this whole World War III off. That's what I'm thinking it's got to do. So, yeah, but because they can't have the election. The Zionists in our country cannot, if Gingrich is right and Dick Morse is right, you're looking at a tidal wave. You're looking at the Senate and the House firmly in control of the Republican Party, which changes the whole narrative. Once people start getting sick and dying, what are you going to blame it on? You know, you're not going to be able to blame it on Putin because he used micro nukes or tactical nukes in the Ukraine and the stuff in the air, or the food runs out. Oh, it's because of Putin. You know, he blew up the breadbasket of the world. You're not going to be able to have that devil. And so that's why I think they're not going to go for it. That's why they got to shut the elections off. So what we need to go forward with is at least have the elections, even though they might be corrupted or whatever, they can't stop the red wave. And then at least we bought some time. And time, in my book, equals souls of men. The more time people got, that's why you see when people get older, when they're young, they don't care about God. They care about, you know, bumping bellies and fucking and drinking and stuff like that. But when you get old and the salt runs out of your Peter, you start to think, what was my life really about? What did I really do? I mean, if I die, will anybody even notice my footprint? And then you start thinking about God. So time equals souls. That's what I'm into. I'm into buying time. And the way that I can buy time the best is by Putin decapitating Ukraine, taking Kiev, and stopping this World War III, this nightmare that they're getting ready to set us up for. In which, anyways, I'm talking too much again. Damn! Wow, I'm rolling.
No, I just look at because Deacon, that's a good map that you sent there, because you see how you show second of action plan and third of action plan of the great and mighty kingdom of Mother Russia is wanting to do to march eastward, and y'all saying that he's only the Americans are lined up, you know, 30,000 strong on the border there, 3 miles from the border. That, you know, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, at what point, because we know America, USA is the great intimidators. And, you know,
right.
At what point.
Two feathers.
Wait, go ahead.
Well, two feathers. So there's a Newsweek article. Go to Newsweek. It's a quote. This is the title. American troops prepare for war with Russia. When is the last time you saw a newspaper article like that? These are two nuclear superpowers that are actually getting ready to go to war.
Yeah,
think about that.
The other thing too is, it just occurred to me that they may want to ditch Biden because he may have too much personal and stakes in it, him and his son, and that may bubble to the surface and undermine everything they're trying to do. Maybe that's why they're dumping. I think they put Biden.
That's another reason, Deacon, that these five Israeli teams are going to use micro tactical nukes and start this World War III with NATO, and that to be able to shut the elections off, because they can't withstand the investigations on Hunter Biden, on Joe Biden's competence. Think about it. If Gingrich is right, and the Republicans pick up 7 seats in the Senate and 50 seats in the House, you're talking about a whole narrative actually changing. You're talking about investigations investigations on the J6ers. You're talking about Hunter Biden, what happened there. You're talking about the FBI, Durham. You're going down a whole road of a whole bunch of different narratives in which what's really going to be happening is you're going to have people dying from the death wave. You're going to have people hungry and without homes, being evicted. You're talking about economic collapse for a lot of people. And so you got a whole different set of narratives that the Republicans are going to bring versus the Democrats, who need a demon to cover for all their crimes. And that demon, that red-eyed, horned one of the North, is the great and mighty king of Mother Russia. Why are you dying? Why are you dying? Oh, you got fast-acting cancer. Why? Why? And it's not because of the jab. It's because the red-eyed, horned one from the North set off atomics, and it's radiation in the air. That's why you're dying of cancer. Why don't you have food? It's because the red-eyed horned demon of the North, Vladimir Putin, he denied you the food belt, the food basket of the world in the Ukraine. He poisoned it. Why did the power go off? It's because those Russians, they went ahead and did a cyber attack and shut off the electricity where we couldn't even have elections. It's him. Him. That's what I'm saying. These guys are gone. And the only thing that Putin can do now, and I know he's scrambling right now, that's why his generals have come out. He's looking for those bombs. He's looking for these Israeli teams that are getting ready to set off these tactical nukes. It's not going to be a dirty bomb. It's not going to be a dam. They're going to set off tactical nukes, and then the West is going to say, the only one that had tactical nukes are the Russians. And they attacked and blew up Kiev, the capital city. Anyway, somebody else, go ahead. I guess we got a break.
How much intimidation do you think he feels like, because he already knows about that, about the Nord Stream being blown open, and he's not able to produce that natural gas over to the European countries? You don't think he's already intimidated by all of that already?
No, you don't intimidate the king of... You don't intimidate the great and mighty king of Mother Russia.
Here's the thing. I think Biden's got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. I think what's driving a lot of this is him covering his ass. And I think they put Biden in just to dump Trump. They wanted to get rid of him because Trump was just a loose cannon and he wasn't going along with what they wanted. But now if this happens with the 50 seats and the 7 Senate seats, I would bet the Republicans are going to try to negotiate some kind of peace with Putin. Maybe they're going to draw back on this, but
maybe I would only hope so, Deacon. You might be right, and maybe Trump gets the Speaker of the House. Who knows?
Trump's Mr. Rowe, I'll never hold office again.
Mr. Rowe, do you got a song or a break that you can throw in here? One of your techno songs that you do on Sunday afternoon, Mr. Rowe. You going to give us a break, or I'm out? Y'all are working me too damn hard. And I haven't even gotten in a damn fight with Tucker yet.
Come on, man.
Trucker. I'm waiting to get in my fist fight with Trucker. But anyways, we need a break. So, Mr. Rowe, can you throw like a techno song in here or something? Girls just want to have fun or something.
Yeah. I think they left.
In the coffee shop.
Has Mr. Yeah, Rowe left?
Yeah, probably so.
Hey, he's a lightweight. It's only midnight out there in San Francisco. It's 3 o'clock in the morning over here, so.
It's midnight here, but
I'm just kidding.
I'm a chicken farm. Well, if he's not going to throw a song in, I'm going to throw a song in. Wait a minute, Trucker.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I've just been sitting back listening to you guys.
That's all right. Well, I'll get to you.
You're crazy, man.
But I'll tell you this right now, you know, I'm a truck driver. I deliver food to a giant mm-hmm. grocery store, and mm-hmm. I spoke to the big manager this morning, and he says that he don't see any sign of running out of supplies. So this food shortage that you're talking of, I don't see it. He don't see it. So, I mean, I am busy. I run every day delivering groceries. So,
okay, trucker. So where do you – okay, that's good. Where do you deliver groceries to?
I'm not going to say over the radio.
Well,
you can't say the state.
He's down south, man.
You can't say the county?
Well, yeah, I deliver in Columbia, South Carolina, yeah.
You deliver where?
South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina.
Right, so South Carolina, the biggest slave state that obeys the one world order more than any blue state that does. So is that right?
No, you're crazy. I know you hate South Carolina. But
he is crazy, man. He's punch drunk. Don't listen to him.
Oh, so do you deliver to Charleston?
No, I say Columbia.
Columbia, the capital.
That's a nice city, man. Yeah.
Right. So you deliver to the goddess of Columbia over the capital of South Carolina. And you do know that South Carolina is ruled by Jews. You do know that, right? Take a look at your inspector general. Take a look at your treasurer. Who are they? Trucker. Who are the ones that run South Carolina?
Patrick, no. I know you hate South Carolina, okay?
No, look it up. No. Google it. Google it right now.
And your point is? What's the point?
Is, Trucker, what is the oldest synagogue of the United States?
I have no idea.
We're talking about the war. What's that?
Charleston, South Carolina. Who do you think runs South Carolina? Even the Baptist pastors down there, when I was doing my red spot stuff, my political letter stuff, as God's dog. Who do you think runs that state? South Jews, Zionists.
All right. So the Jews run the state. Let's move on to something.
Well, I mean, that's why they're getting the food. That's why they're getting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
It's like Washington State. Washington State is a captured operation. South Carolina is a captured state. It's a captured operation. I've met no men from South Carolina that are men of honor. When I was out there detonating one letter after another and getting locked up, I was in my teens, or maybe it was 20 plus times I got locked up. Nobody stood for me. Even the pastor down there that had a big radio station.
And how is that trucker's fault?
What's that?
That's a non. How is that trucker's fault? That's a non sequitur there, man. I'll explain that to me.
No, it's not. He lives in a land of men without honor. There's nobody with honor in South Carolina. There's no men. There's no men with honor. Yeah, they retire down there as colonels and generals and this and that, but they get along to go along. They don't buck up at all. Even the pastor that I was dealing with, he basically said, "I can't help you." You know, this Baptist pastor of this big Christian radio station church, "I can't help you, Tim. I can't." No. Which you can't organize and go up against these Zionists that control your state. You're a vassal. And he got to keep his Christian radio station, Christian rock radio station.
Right, but that's not relevant.
That's what Rick Wiles traded off for. He traded off for his political kingdom, his, you know, true news kingdom, being a news reader.
Mechanic, come back here and bust his balls, man. Where are you at, mechanic?
No. That's how we got to this position. No, that's how we got this position, basically.
This red eye horned king of Mother Russia bullshit, dude.
I know.
Oh, that's what they're painting the picture. That's what the Zionists.
Yeah. The devil. you know what? Like I said, just like Deacon said as well, inversion. And I think Mr. Wayne also said inversion. This is what this is. For everything they're guilty of, they're going to push on to everybody else. So right now, literally, he says we're going to put together a campaign of, what did he call it?
Nori, you gotta meet out.
Yeah, Noreen. The de-satanicization of Ukraine is about to unfold, Jack. You're gonna get your wish.
Oh, well, not only that is that the Pope, basically of the Russian Orthodox Church, Kirill, Patriarch Kirill, he basically has anointed, literally anointed. The great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, as the chief exorcist of Russia to root out the Nazis and the Satanists and the Luciferians within the Ukraine. So now the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, which, by the way, political warrior prophet, anointed him in 2005 with that title.
I would like to add some levity to this conversation.
Please.
Let's go ahead and redirect, because I recall Jacker at the second hour saying, no, I need to wait until you're out of breath before I could do my thing. And then I give you the mic to do your thing. And then you say about 15 minutes ago, you say, I got to stop talking. Who's next? I'm talking too much. I'm on a roll. You were literally talking for like 7 minutes, bro. Okay. Right. So where's the important stuff? Where are we at right now? Demoralization of the United States.
Well, I've been talking. Mechanics. I've been talking since 11. It's now 12:06 Pacific Standard Time. That's an hour.
Okay. Well, I'm over the conversation. I mean, we're good. Good. It's just, you know, it's funny. It's
okay,
ironic.
Well, you don't want to talk about World War III and how it's going to all go down.
It won't make sense, though.
I want to put the fight between the other globe head on this call, right? It's not really a fight, because I was having this conversation. I got to calm down because I'm outside right now, but I was having a conversation. Okay. Here's the thing. In my view, I think it would make a huge difference. I mean, the changes would be significant, and I think that it adds to the reasons that they can't allow this to fail. Their Ukraine operation, the backdoor dealings between the son and the former VP, that little deal. All of it,
yeah.
Biden gets in front of IMF, and he says, oh, I told them, you don't fire this prosecutor, you don't see any money. Next thing you know, there's a fired prosecutor. There's an unemployed prosecutor.
Well, just the $80 million that have gone to Ukraine in the last 8 months. Think about that. It's the looting of our country.
They're desperate, and they can't shut this down. They absolutely need to stay on Ukraine. I think they made a promise to Israel. There's too many hands in the cookie jar for them to walk away from this. He's got to make a statement. Because right now, he's like, what? You know, you keep calling my bluff and I keep delivering. Wow, I just saw a falling star. Awesome. You keep making a statement. I keep calling your bluff. Where does that leave us? You know, eventually he's going to,
Well, no, Putin's got to go. He's got to decapitate
Ukraine. Let me tell you about Putin, dude. Let me tell you something about Putin. I am now this is going to be tough. I do not believe that he has bad intentions. I think he has the grit. A guy does not allow the things to transpire within his own nation that he does. He's kind of like, he's like DeSantis to Florida. That's how he is to Russia. And furthermore, Russians see him like Floridians see DeSantis. They love this guy. It's a true populist nationalist position that he has, and that's what's most disturbing to the left here. That's why they hate the fact, you've seen the memes, Putin on horseback, no saddle, no shirt, just a couple of strains, the king of masculinity in Russia, right?
Well, not only that, wait a minute, mechanic. And he's you're got more than just the Russians.
For the military, it's nothing but masculinity. It's like, be a man, come protect, defend the patriot, you know, whatever. It's, you know, it's much different than this woke society that we're being introduced to here in America. So
no, I mean, listen, mechanic, it's more than that.
Dude,
Putin, right, so here you go. Putin is the great and mighty king of Mother Russia.
That's what I know. Putin,
riding on a polar bear, carrying a Christian flag, led by armies of not only Russian Christians, but Christians worldwide. This guy is about to become president of the world. If they can't stop him now, he's going to roll up all of the Christian societies all throughout America, South America, Central America.
Jacker, let me ask you this. Do you think Putin is anti-communist? Does he hold on to any communist values? Because these are my concerns.
No, he's
no, yeah, I know he's Orthodox. I know
he's anti. It's like what Kirill. Think about it, mechanic, the patriarch of the Orthodox Russian Church, basically the Pope, Patriarch Kirill, says that he is the champion of the Christian armies to go up against the Antichrist beast system of the West.
And that beast
system. That's what he said today.
That beast system, the vehicle, Jacker, correct me if I'm wrong here, I know you will, the vehicle of that beast system is communism.
Right, under the guise of the United States. Think about our values.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Abortion, really? Tranny rights?
Yeah, it's killing
child mutilation.
Killing the creator's idea, his image. Oh yeah, 100%. It's blasphemy.
Think about the 101st mechanic. Think about the 101st Airborne. There's about 5,000 of them on the Ukrainian border. So think about those Christian guys there in the 101st. Who are they fighting for? They're fighting for an 80-year-old senile pedophile Satanist that likes to sniff girls and take showers with his 80-year-old daughter.
The oldest living president in history, by the way.
Right, and so you've got the 101st Airborne. Think about those men. Man, I look at them and I think about their honor. How can you do that? How can you fight for a country with a president that's a pedophile, that took showers with his own daughters, and you're gonna give your lives for that satanic system? Really?
Hey, but
that's what I'm saying. Putin's getting ready to upend everything. He's going to have the 101st Airborne before it's over with. They're going to be fighting for the Russians.
Okay, two feathers. What do you got?
Let me tell you why they love the great mighty king of Mother Russia. Because
who's they?
You all remember that speech he was giving in that stadium before his people. He was telling them how wicked America really is and what their motives are. Remember that speech he gave? That day he was live on stage on that stadium.
Oh, yeah. Two feathers. I can add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, one of the things he said, he quoted Jesus. Which is a very great scripture. No man has loved more, or what was it said? No greater love than a man has to lay down for his fellow man. Well, guess what? The chief, the patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church has told all of his priests to tell all of the Russians, no greater love that you have than to lay down your life for Mother Russia, and your sins will be cleansed in this holy Christian type jihad, and you will go to heaven. So do not fear death when you go into the line of contact. That is what the chief church, Orthodox Church, and Patriarch Kirill, the Pope of Russia, basically said to all of the Russian men, if you die, you die in honor. You die, your sins will be clean, will be cleared. You had the greatest love possible for your fellow man.
So,
and by that definition, you will go to heaven. So act like the Chechens. Grab a motorbike and have a good time. I mean, this is great stuff.
And I'm a man who can grow a beard. Let me tell you, I could grow a beard. Those Chechens? Wow. Man, they can grow a beard. Holy.
Oh, if they get a hold of if those Chechens get a hold of 100,000 Chinese dirt motorbikes with mud tires.
That's
my
a party.
My God. That can carry 1,000 pounds of ammo. They're going to roll right into Kiev. They're going to take it apart door by door.
I think they inverted the story about Samson. You know, Samson, they said that his weakness was his hair. No. I think they cut the beard off. Because in Islamic, no, I'm not joking. If you take a look at the Quran, how they speak about the beard in the Quran. Okay? Now you take a look at Samson. The mighty Samson, his curse was everybody was envious of his strength. But once they found out his weakness, which was his hair, and they cut it off, he was forced to collapse, and then he killed a bunch of evil people and this and that, but he collapsed it on himself, you know.
Well, I mean, you're invested, mechanic, because you've done the shaved head deal.
But, so I'm opposite of Samson.
Right, but the fact is that, like, in fact, Mr. Rowe would know this. The Thiel women, in other words, they were women that had really long hair, like 4 foot long hair. They walked around naked with their Nazi soldiers. Help me out here, Mr. Rowe.
You go to Mr. Rowe because he's the encyclopedia of women walking around with 4 foot long hair.
No, he knows the secret society I'm talking about. I don't know the name of it. The Thiel.
I think Rose on the call, by the way. I don't think Rose on the call.
Yeah, he's on the call.
Is Rose still on the call? Mr. Rowe, your attention is required. Where are you at? Is he on the call, really?
Yeah, the women with the hair that advise the Nazis on how to build anti-grav machines, that type of thing. Anyways, so there is something about the hair that acts as tentacles into the ether of where we live. Like a dehumidifier actually pulls moisture out of the air. So we're actually like fish, actually. We actually breathe a level of water. Most of us don't know. But anyways, hair has some kind of magical thing that we actually able to pull. The longer the hair or the more the hair, it makes us more creative.
Jack, so if you want to go to barber college, we'll talk about that another day. But
right, yeah, that's not important. You're right. Yeah, World War III.
Nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, World War III is more important.
Jack and those, we love it. But you know that's
so Two Feathers, you got a bald head too.
I think that's why the people realized he was trying to present the meaning of having to do this war mentality, you know, going into Ukraine, and therefore now we see of the actions of going in Ukraine and even marching further of him having to do what he's got to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
In the wake of what he's doing to show his people, that's why he was presenting that information, and he had to have that meeting with his people in that stadium to show them the reason why he was doing what he was doing. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. And he's been proved outright. He says exactly. That the West was going to build an army. They were to come up right against Russia, and then they were to get involved with Russia through corruption and bribery and basically collapse his country from within. by having this army and all this corruption and this money of the West into Russia, and that ultimately they're going to pull their missiles up, and that we're actually going to use thermal nuclear type of weapons. And so everything that Putin, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, said is happening. And now we're on the precipice of these five Jewish teams that look like they got five different tactical nukes in which they're going to set off in the capital, which will bring in NATO. Once they do that, and NATO is going to say, look how awful that was. The only ones that had tactical nukes were the Russians, and they used them on the capital city of Kiev. Now we pour in support, then they pour in manpower, humanitarian aid, troops, everything. NATO comes fully into the war, and then you got a NATO-Russian war right there in the Ukraine. And then
so
that's what's getting ready to happen.
Belarus. You know, where are they standing? Where's the servicemen, generals and all of that from Belarus? Where are they at? Like
they're amassing an army right now. Okay. Belarus and the Russians are amassing a massive army. Some say 30,000, some say as many as 50,000 from the north. And I'm thinking that's going to be the army that comes south. And all they got to do is go about 40 miles, and then they're into Kiev. And so I'm thinking that's what Putin's going to do. He's going to mass that army. He's going to send them south, leapfrog them over the minefields, and then he's going to bring in 100,000 Russian airborne division, drop them right on the roofs of literally Kiev, and then he's going to bring in the 100,000 bikers of the Chechen warriors with the dirt bikes with mud tires, and they're going to roll right in. And so I think what Putin's getting ready to do is a massive first strike, like decapitation attack, taking out Kiev. Once the head's cut off of the snake in Kiev, then the broken hearts and the broken will of all of the other, sort of like in one of those movies, Independence Day or whatever. Once you break their heart and you got their capital, then it'll do no more. And then I think the Chinese are going to watch it, and then I think the Chinese are actually going to do an airborne assault, and they're going to decapitate Taipei and take Taiwan and break the heart of the Taiwanese by taking their capital. They're going to actually do the same thing. But
so
it looks
you got to remember too that they signed up the Swedish and the Finnish people to come in and join NATO as well. So I would think that Belarus would have to watch the Eastern Front against the Finnish and the Swedish people. Remember how they Biden got them to join in with NATO?
Oh, no. Two feathers, listen.
Wrong. Go ahead, Decker. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Two feathers, listen. If Putin does what I think he's about to do, the only thing I can say is that it's going to be like a man in the bed with his wife, and he's hot. He's got a rod of steel. Putin is going to be so lathered up with passion that if anybody comes into Belarus or the Ukraine, he's going to set off micro-nukes. He's going to go ahead and just say, you know what? I'm going to knock the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. I think he's to that point right now, to where if you want to make me the demon of the world, the red-eyed horn demon of the North that created all this havoc worldwide, okay, I'm going to give it to you. And he's going to use many tactical weapons in the Ukraine. And he's going to put it in. If the 101st Airborne crosses in a caravan into the Ukraine. I think Putin's at the point to where he's just going to cook all 5,000 of them with a nuclear weapon. I don't think he's going to fuck around. I mean, that's what I think we're at the point of. I mean, we're at the point of World War III. And then if that doesn't work, then he's going to nuke London and Washington and New York. He's not going to hit West Virginia. He's not going to hit all the rural areas. He's going to hit military targets, Norfolk, like Dmitry Duderman talked about in his prophecies, that Russia's going to hit the 12 most wicked cities in the United States and their military bases. I think he's already got his subs out there. He's already got his missiles. I mean, they're on DEFCON 1 right now in Russia. You can Google this. Right now in Russia, Russia is on DEFCON 1, 24 hours, rotating staff of Russians on nuclear Minuteman type missiles, bombers, submarines. He's got everything out. I mean, he's like, he's almost insane believing that the West is getting ready to destroy Russia. And all he's thinking about now is that you're going to get me, I'm going to fucking get you. Yeah, you'll get me, but I'll get you. I mean, he's acting Italian right now. I mean, he's like, okay, you want to fight? Okay, yeah, you're going to get me, but I'm going to stick you. You'll bleed me, but I'll bleed you. And so he's
like that. It's like a dog. Okay? It's like going after so I got this dog out of a junkyard, literally a junkyard dog, half Akita, half German Shepherd, white, brown, pinto. Psycho, nobody touched him. He was staying all day under a trailer. I went there and I managed to get him, brought him to the house. It's like a dog. There was this point where I had to get this dog's respect. And I let him out of the car and I chased him for like a mile on foot. I needed to run anyways. I cornered him and we had it out. He charged me. And I checked him. I put him in a leash, got home, and like the next day, everything started fresh. I fed him. He saw where the hand was that fed him. He saw where the backyard was. You know, he would start to see a different life. Putin's that dog right now. Putin is that guy. He's pissed off. He's been pushed around. He's been bullied by NATO, by the U.S., by Western countries. And, you know, a dog's going to turn around and fight.
Well, not only that, mechanic.
Turn around and fight.
Right. Not only that, is Putin has been anointed by the chief pope of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, as the chief.
Go ahead. I would
right. Right. Exorcist. And so.
Look at you. There you go.
Right. Once you put that into the Russians, and once you tell the Russians they're fighting against the Antichrist, the worldwide Antichrist, you got serious, right? You got Russian fighter. I would do it. I may be over 60, okay, nice, but if I could get to Russia and get a parachute,
dude,
with a machine gun, and you were to drop me over Kiev, I would fight for Russia. But worldwide, you're talking about a whole Christian army. Bro. You're talking about the Christian armies of the world coming under the banner of a champion.
Bro. Take a breath, dude. Take a breath. All right. Go rub one out for your boy. Putin, all right? Take a breath.
My head, son.
All right? Listen. Holy shit, dude. The rest of the world doesn't see Putin the same way. All right?
Christians do. Christians know. Christians with discerning power. We know who this guy is.
I swear to God. This is about the West. All right. This is the West. They're contaminating the West for a reason. Why? And he sees it. He sees it. He's not dumb. He sees the demoralization here. He knows what's going on inside of this country right now. He knows it. And he won't allow it in his own country. So if I'm here in the United States and I see the same thing he does, am I automatically carrying water for him now? I mean, that's the question, because as an American, remember, U.S. and Russia, the Cold War, we got this big, huge, violent history, okay? We starved them out. We wrecked their country with our coup and our, you know, our bullshit ways, okay, during this Cold War, Reagan in 84 and 98.
Mechanic, that's a good point. And I will say right now, and I've, of course, I've said this like 2,000 times since I've been on the radio, but this time I mean it.
If he's going to stop this nation going in the direction that we are right now. And yet I see that. And if I say that publicly, I'm a Russia sympathizer. I'm carrying water for Putin. Go ahead, Jacker.
Right, right. Well, what I'm saying is that if you see nuclear weapons on either side go off in the Ukraine, or you see the 101st Airborne Division basically go up against Russian troops, I'm off the air that day. That's my last day.
Yeah.
No, you can say, hijacker, you said that 10,000 times before.
No. I heard it earlier today. I heard it the first time you said it. I heard it 2 years ago.
You don't get it. You see nuclear weapons go off in Ukraine, I'm off the air. See the 101st Airborne.
I am not stupid enough to sit here. You want to build up stress and tension, and that's how you do it. That's how you keep your audience.
No, mechanic, you're not getting it.
How you operate. Oh, the jacker's back. The jacker's back. Oh, cool. Yeah, dude.
No, mechanic.
Dude.
You really think I want to get thrown into prison?
Oh, bro, come on, man. You think this is going to be Camp Wolverine? You think you're acting like...
You think I'm really going to make a difference?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's hijacker. You know what's going to happen? You and Mechanic are going to be roommates at Camp FEMA.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Hey, you know what, dude? You offered me land. You offered me a place on your land, bro. So you think I'm going to Seattle over Ohio? Come on.
Oh, man. He's got roosters and chickens though up there, man.
That's all right, though. You got land. We can start on the roosters and chicken. I'm going to build a basement. Concrete walls, ventilation, generator system. Yeah, chief. Yeah.
Hello. Awesome. Y'all mind if I chime in?
Hey, I mean, you're on the call, chief.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, trucker. Let's start punching each other.
Go ahead.
I just do not see a nuclear war at all. It's impossible to win a nuclear war. It'll destroy the world, and the world will not allow it. So if they fire one nuclear missile, they will launch all of them. So it's not going to happen.
Trucker, do you know what a nuclear bomb is?
Yes.
Okay. So where do you live? You live in South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay. So give me the biggest city in South Carolina where you live next to. Is it Greenville?
Columbia.
So, do you actually believe that one nuclear bomb could wipe out Colombia?
Yes.
It'll
never be done. Because if they launch one, they'll launch all of them. And the United States has 5,900 nuclear weapons, and
right.
Russia
what
has 5,500 nukes.
Trucker, if I were to tell you that it would take 20 nuclear bombs to wipe out Colombia, would you believe it?
It's not going to happen, Jacker. Get off this fear porn, man. Get off of it. Calm down.
No. Do you realize? Wait a minute. There's over 2,300 nuclear bombs that were set off over the United States. Where's all the cancer? Where's all the big holes in the ground? Over 2,000. 2,300 bombs were set off over the United States. Where's all the cancer? Aren't people living in Nevada right now? Aren't they living in Arizona? Aren't they living in New Mexico?
Nice, bro.
No, you think a nuclear bomb, one nuclear bomb wipes out all of Columbia, South Carolina. You don't know what a nuclear bomb is. It's not that big. It only wipes out 4, 6, 8 square blocks. It's not like a rolling thing that goes out 50 miles of a rolling shockwave and fireball. You've been deceived. You don't. Why do you think that Putin moves up his nuclear weapons close to the border of Belarus and into that? It's because they haven't got the missiles to fire. You're a flat earther. You know this. You can't fire a rocket.
Flat earther. Gerald is not a flat earther.
Gerald Trucker is a flat earther. He knows this.
No, Trucker's not a flat earther.
Yes, he is.
Are you really?
Yeah, I've been a flat earther.
Psalm 119. All right, then. Okay, cool.
He's one of the only flat earthers that don't actually believe in a personal God. I don't got it. I don't get it. But he's like one of the only ones out of 100 million.
Wait a minute, Jacker. You're putting words in my mouth. Now, I do believe in a creator. I do. I just don't believe in that damn Bible y'all read.
I also believe in a creator, yeah.
Oh, so you don't believe in the Christian Bible, Yahweh, right?
No, that's the reason we're at war now, because that stupid book.
Okay, all right. Well, you're an anomaly. You're an anomaly in the flat earth community. But the fact is that when you see a rocket fired off,
I don't think that's the conclusion. I can't get on board with that conclusion. You just can't slap a label on a dude with that kind of stuff.
Well, what I'm saying is when you see a massive big rocket fired off from Cape Canaveral that puts a satellite up in space, it goes up, it arches, it goes down.
You can see the kind of wave that it puts off on the water on the other side of the firmament.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that there are no rockets that can go tens of thousands of miles at hypersonic speed.
That's where they end up because no boats go there. They've been told not to go there because everybody goes down, so nobody goes there.
Right.
So
all the Cold War. This
fired off of Cape Canaveral end up in the Bermuda Triangle, then never get investigated. That's it. Nobody dies.
Right. Well, that's as far as they can go. You can't fire an ICBM from the United States and go 10,000 miles and pinpoint and hit, the Kremlin in Russia. That's not possible. That's why they got the missiles, the S-20s or whatever, in Europe. That's why Russia moves up their missiles. They can't go that far. And they're
your
not
average Christian swears up and down about the Bible. Your average Christian will cite a verse and be thrilled that they remembered it from like sixth grade preschool, okay? Sixth grade, Wednesday night church, Bible study for, 6 to 12 year olds or whatever, okay? And, they'll spit that out. But when you point out specific things in the Bible that contradict modern narrative, they start to lash out with a quickness. That tells you that they're conflicted with how much belief they have in the scripture versus, how much they value public opinion. Right? So if you're going to believe in the scripture, you got to be all in, right? You can't just pick and choose what you want to believe, because isn't that a fraudulent faith? And isn't the main driving force and principle of that Bible and the religion itself built on faith?
Right, but what you're missing?
Missing something. Oh, can't wait.
Well, no, what you're missing is the serpent seed line manipulating the word of God, But however, there are some parts of the word of God in which it's against the divine rules.
Why did they leave out Eve having Cain's baby?
Right. They manipulate certain things. But
Cain was the child of the serpent and Eve, but that is somehow left out of most editions. Why is that?
Right. Well, Zen Garcia and SacredWordPublishing.com and his 30 some books, he goes into all that. But
did anybody know that on this panel? Cain, the son of the serpent and Eve.
Right. Yeah. Zen Garcia's fourth book, Lucifer, Father of Cain. You can get it at asickerworldpublishing.com. And that lets you know the origins of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with two bloodlines that have created many other type of bloodlines, greys, trolls, fairies.
Is there a reptilian element to this?
Yeah, right, right. They've been able to manipulate their actual the genetics of life to create other type of beings, reptilians.
Do you think that the end appearance of humanity, if it's not stopped, will turn to that natural element of the, you know, like a reptile, like sort of like V, right? I don't know if anybody remembers, but let's have a little refresher course.
Oh, no, you can go to YouTube right now on live TV, and you can see shapeshifters. You can see
people. Yeah, I know. But let me bring people back, all right? Late 80s, early 90s, TV series lasted maybe 5-6 years called V. Okay. It was where supposed alien creatures came down from space. Totally weren't a closed system, folks. That's a dead giveaway. It's total bullshit right there. Anyways, so they're coming down from supposed space, and they look like us. They look like humans. In fact, the women are all gorgeous. There's no fat people. They have all the different races. You know, there's no disease. They have these like purifying cures. They can get a broken arm, boom. You don't wait 3 months in a cast. Your arm is fixed immediately. They have these med beds, okay? These healing beds. Interesting how that is a part of reality today that we know exists now. It's been proven to be a fact. Med beds exist. So now you have, and then they had this particular energy that didn't require a pollutant factor. So that was also a part of it. They had all these cures and everything. You know? V. They were aliens, looked like humans, but beneath the skin, when they were exposed or when they died, okay, if they were cut or they were injured or they died, the skin would peel from them and expose the reptilian beneath. Ugh, disgusting. Disgusting. V. Look it up, folks. Not lying. Again, predictive programming? Maybe. Another great movie of many people, including the director, John Carpenter, said that it was more of a documentary than it was a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
He was referring to They Live.
Yeah,
metaphor.
They're among us. And they are
among us. I believe this 100%. They are among us. And I don't know that they look like reptilians underneath. You know, a lot of people like to link potheads to reptilian conspiracy theorists, but I don't know how much truth there is to that, but there's enough evidence to lead one to believe that that's a possibility. So,
yeah, well, they've got certain attributes to them. You can see, like, you know, a normal person's thumb, and their thumb is really cocked over, and you can see the little digit. You can see their facial expressions. Some of them you can see, like reptilian eyes, very pointed ears, of thing. Right, right.
I got a few of them in my town, to be honest with you. There might be a few of these reptilian in my town. Crazy.
Oh, no, they're there. By the way, mechanic, these people go to the most beautiful places. They go to places like Charleston, South Carolina. They go to Vieira Beach, California. They go to the best and most beautiful places, the most beautiful communities. They don't live like LA.
This is the South Side of Chicago. I'm in the backyard of the elite. They have second, third, fourth homes up here.
The wife of the governor is the leading stockholder of the resort itself. Oh, there's all kinds of backhand, reach around, hand me down deals going on.
Right. So mechanic, why have you been able to stay alive where you're at?
Oh, no, that's incredible. To me, it's incredible. I should have been locked up or killed by now.
You don't get it. I get it because I had locked up 34 times. You're an anomaly, mechanic.
I was
your
untouched.
Entertainment.
Like they couldn't come near me, dude.
Mechanic, you are entertainment. You don't get it. You are their clown.
Oh,
they love to hear about your stories with baristas and transsexuals. They love that stuff.
Transsexual baristas at the local family-owned coffee shop. Oh, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Can't say the name. Wish I could. Absolutely ridiculous.
They can't wait to throw the next muffin at you.
Oh, if one of them some bitches were throwing a coffee at me, I'd have wrecked that. I'm not going to say. No, not going to say.
Trying to get elected.
But have to make an insurance claim. I'm just telling you. I got no patience for this modern level of stupidity. It is absolutely disgusting. It's miserable. It's pathetic. We're witnessing in real time the pussification of America, if you will. I mean, I bet you could find, if somebody could, I'm at my place right now, no internet. If somebody could break it down to me, go to an urban dictionary and type in the word pussification. And see if a definition comes out. I don't think we're going to see anything in Webster Dictionary, but I bet you the Urban Dictionary has something to offer for the pussification of America. And let me give the definition before whoever it is looking for it finds it. It's got to be somewhere along the lines of the indoctrination of an individual over a period of time leading to the end result of a demasculine male species no longer capable of individual thought or sex, for that matter, of any kind. Null and void of any consciousness. A vanilla wafer, if you will. Want me to use it in a sentence? Yeah, folks, in real time, the pussification of America. I live in California. It is the kind of, we could probably refer to California as the prototype for all things pussified. Men walking around in skinny jeans. Men looking to get some estrogen in their life, along with a sports bra and a mini skirt. Men offended if they're not allowed to play in an all-female sport. Trying to sue and shit. We got a governor who proclaims the entire state to be transgender sanctuary. So if you're in another state and you're being pursued by your government, you can seek shelter, haven, if you will. In California. Make sure you put your sticky note on, or people won't know what to call you. What the fuck?
What the man? I would have never in my life imagined such a time. I mean, I remember the
mechanic. We're coming up to
last. Redirect the shit as you usually do. What's the time?
Right. So I'm the hijacker. I come to hijack.
At 10 minutes. We've got, all right. Top
we've
of the hour.
Left. Right.
4 hours in the books. What's on your mind?
No, the big thing is what's getting ready to happen in the Ukraine and whether we're going to go to World War III. That's what we're going to concentrate on.
Right. According to Trucker Gerald, we're not going to have a nuclear war. Take a couple breaths, bro. You're good, Gerald. You're good, man. We know. I'm with you on that. I don't think we are either. I think there's a lot of fear-mongering in this country. Enough fear-mongering to convince possibly 2 billion people to go out and put on a name tag called Jabroni. Okay? We got 2 billion Jabroni running around the planet who face uncertain futures. It's a very important thing. And it's exactly what they want. That kind of stress, that kind of fear, that kind of unknowing. So, Jacker, you can't write that off your list of important things. That's just as important as anything you got to talk about. All right. And anything you want to bring up, I do want to run another. Are you telling me you want to go 5 hours?
I'm good. Yeah, I'll go another hour.
Okay. Well, shit.
I run a chicken farm. So,
I run a chicken farm. So what?
Oh, shoot. If I were to get paid for what I do and how much time I give, I'd be a multimillionaire by now.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll take a trip up there, dude. Do you think I can come back with a 24, you know? What are we looking at? How many eggs can I get from you? A couple chickens? A couple of maybe little peeps from you? Can I get some marshmallow peeps from you?
You get about 4 or 5 dozen a day.
Okay. God damn, 4 or 5 dozen eggs a day on your farm?
It's small.
How many chickens do you got?
Oh, I'm running about 70. I think maybe 80.
I got a trick question for you, and we'll see if you're a real farmer. Do chickens have sex in order to create an egg?
Do chickens have what?
Do chickens mate? Do they have sex in order to have an egg?
No, of course not. That's crazy. But all my chickens got roosters. There's something about a rooster among a flock of chickens that actually makes them produce more. I don't know what it is, but there's something about the male hormone where they have to mate, where they actually produce more eggs. It is kind of crazy.
I in my fridge right now, I've made a relationship with an individual up here, and I'm now getting fresh farm eggs, totally organic. I've seen what they eat. I've been a part of the entire experiments. I was there when.
Right. Well, do you know something about the yolk?
The darker the orange, the more organic it is.
That's right. And, you're exactly right. So right. An actual chicken yolk that's free range is
like
orange.
Blood orange is what you're looking for.
Right. And the yolk that you actually get, you buy store-bought, is yellow.
Genetic, synthetic garbage.
Right. Do you notice the difference in the taste?
100%.
That's
today,
right.
Today I had French toast. I made myself out of sourdough bread. It's fabulous. A little bit of cinnamon. I can't go wrong with the butter's worth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Unbelievable. Yesterday, a 5-egg omelet. Organic everything. I'm talking tomatoes, avocados, cilantro, onion, the shallots. Anyways, never mind.
You can take a dozen scrambled eggs easy and make that a meal.
I go through two dozen a week, probably 7-day period, 24 eggs, one guy, easy, no problem.
Well, I've got a son with two grandchildren, and they eat literally a dozen and a half a day.
Yeah, scrambled eggs, sunny side up, sunny down, fried.
Everything.
I eat potatoes every day with it.
Bread, biscuits. Cake, whatever. Yeah.
So,
anyways, the big thing. So, we're getting ready to get off the air, mechanic. The big thing is what the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, is going to do to try to stop this nuclear war and this World War III conflict from breaking out in Ukraine.
The U.S. is not going to have NATO's blessing because not enough NATO countries are going to vote on it. You know what's not enough NATO countries? All of them. That's the law. That's the rule. That's the agreement. That's the treaty.
That's right. And not only that, the 101st Airborne, the Christians, the 101st Airborne, they're not going to want to fight for this 80-year-old pedophile, satanic president that we got.
I think he knows. I think Putin knows something's up in this country. He knows that this is an illegitimate presidency. He knows. He knows.
Yeah, he may jump on our side.
Who else? I think he likes Americans.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing he's going to hit military targets, and he's going to hit political targets like D.C.
He's not going to hit. He's not going to hit this country. Number one. However. Inside of Ukraine, if there are American casualties, that is the fault of Americans.
That's right. And that's actually the fault of the soldiers who realize they're fighting for a satanic government. What happens when you're a special force guy and you realize, wait a minute, I'm fighting for the wrong side. I'm fighting for,
end up like the last man standing. That's what you end up like, and it takes you up. All right, folks, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think we're gonna
go over now.
Everybody, thanks for coming on. Coming back.
Revolution Radio. Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone Banker. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Alert, listen up now.
Tune into the corner with Control 0XE05.